A recent study was released that shocked many CMOs and other marketing executives. 1,200 CEOs were interviewed as part of the Global Marketing Program. These were CEOs from large and mid-sized companies. The study found that 80% of these CEOs admitted that they do not really trust and are not very impressed by the work done by their marketers. Now you may be thinking, maybe CEOs just aren't that impressed with their senior staff as a whole. But no. In the same study, 90% of these CEOs say they do trust and value the work of their CFOs and their CIOs. So what's the difference? What's wrong? And what can be done to fix it? Most CEOs I have worked with came from an operational background. They came up through the ranks in finance, legal, and IT. As they gained more influence in the organization and had more control over who they hired to help them, there was a tendency, and studies show, they hired more team members who were just like them. Operational executives with an operational background focus on process-driven, logical, measurable, repeatable results. They perceive marketing as expensive, imprecise, not accountable, and sometimes even flaky. So what can CMOs learn from this to be perceived as more valuable and trustworthy to their CEOs? CEOs want ROI. They want numbers-driven analysis to quantify and support plans. They want revenue increases, not just increases in advertising spend. So CMOs need to learn not to be less creative, but to balance that creativity with hard data. Modern-day CMOs need to be highly analytical and focus on results. What do you think?